The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Back with you for a Saturday morning. Kevin and Chris here on Pregame Daily, getting you set for Game 2, Braves and Marlins, coming up this afternoon, 4:10 Eastern, 3:10 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. And Chris, the series gets off to a good start last night as you pick up a 6-4 victory in a back-and-forth affair. And one of the guys we didn't think we'd see all night comes up with one of the biggest base hits of the evening as Ronald Acuna Jr. delivers the game-tying RBI double. And again, I don't know how surprised you were to see him grab a bat, but boy, that was a big moment. Truist Park erupted, and he delivered once again against the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, we had talked about it yesterday morning, and I think a little bit on the pregame show that I guess the work that he did in the afternoon before they said will not start was good enough. And I just remember one of the other times he was out, he didn't get a pinch hit appearance in what was certainly a pinch hit appearance type moment, but he started the next day. We went in last night and said, if that happens again, put the bat in his hand. You know, if he gets to first base and he can't run, you determine it. If he gets to second base, he can't run, you determine it. At that point, at least it's one pop, you know, it's pop power. It's the change the game with a swing. And he certainly contributed last night. Look, to get up 3-0, to lose the lead 4-3 and go, uh-oh, what's going to happen now? And then to all of a sudden be the team that late in the game, close and late, you win another one of these. There haven't been enough of them all year, but you won 3 out of 4 now. And that was, you know, I think we said the other day, there are certain wins that feel a little bit better than others. To come from behind against Philadelphia and then losing the lead last night when Ian Anderson all of a sudden has that inning, the inning that doesn't go well, was a big deal. And if you're going to get to 500 and above 500, these are the types of games that you're going to have to end up winning. They haven't won many of these so far yet.
No, they really haven't. Good to see Ronald deliver. Looked like he moved base around the base as well. He sure stayed did. In the game and played right field. So yep. I think any concern about him maybe not being able to be out there in the outfield today, I certainly felt a lot better seeing the way he moved around last night. How about these numbers, by the way? 60 career games against Miami. He's now a lifetime 330 hitter, 16 doubles, a triple, 21 home runs, and 53 crazy RBI in 60 lifetime games against the Fish.
Listen, they don't like them. They've hit them enough to prove that they don't like them. Whether one or two or four of them have been on purpose, this is total domination. This is a guy before his 24th birthday owning a baseball team. And when you own a team in your division and you get this many cracks at them, good things can happen. I just like the idea that if there was a possibility of him starting today, if he passed the test enough to believe that it was going to be today, give him the at-bat last night, and the idea that you got to use the bullet when you wanted. You know, we had said even in a DH world, there were still possibilities to pinch hit. It happened. Can I give you a guy whose name we don't mention very often, except, you know, talk about his story a little bit? Jackson Stevens now has a win. He picked that up last night. His first one is a Brave. But he's got a win, a save, and a hold so far this season. He's done really good work. To watch Jansen get the 11th save of the season is probably more of the bullpen story. But don't sleep on what Jackson Stevens did last night.
No, his first win in the big league since June 27th of 2018. And if you haven't read his story, take a few minutes. It is a really interesting story of perseverance, of going down and pitching in Venezuela and the Mexican independent leagues, just to try to find a way to keep pitching and keep yourself, in front of folks who watch this game. And tip of the cap to Jose Yepez, Braves bullpen catcher. Yep. He's not going to be a guy that a whole lot of folks know anything really about, but he was a catcher for a long, long time in the Braves minor league system. He's the GM of a winter league team down in Venezuela. Got a glimpse of Jackson Stevens, called the Braves and said, you know what? You might want to give this guy a chance. And he has done a great job. He's not a household name. People, a lot of times they probably go, wait, who is this guy that's pitching for us now? But look at his numbers. They speak for themselves. He's done a terrific job so far this year.
Yeah. Again, a win, a hold, and a save so far for a guy who was not expected to really be a part of this year. So now we head on to Game 2. The best pitcher for them will go tonight on Sandy Alcantara. He'll get his shot. It'll be interesting to see what he does. Remember, look, the Braves 3 out of 4 sounds really good. You had an opportunity the other night to make it 4 in a row at that point, or 3 in a row, 4 in a row after last night's win, but it still hasn't happened yet. you can get to Memorial Day as a 500 baseball team. You can actually, you know, if you take care of it the next couple of days, that's 5 out of 6. Well, this team hasn't had a 5 out of 6. They haven't had 3 in a row. Can you actually get to those numbers by the end of Sunday afternoon's game? The possibility now exists because you won the game last night. Contreras hits the home run, and we know, again, we had talked about the bottom of the lineup. How about Travis Demerit? Because I don't know. I wanted to go give him a hug, literally first base. I don't know if EY, I thought it was going to get pretty emotional over there, because it's got a way on you like you can't believe when you're a guy who's wondering, am I going to be on the big league club? Are they going to send me out? Then what happens after that? It was just a good moment for him to actually participate and contribute in that game last night.
He snapped an 0-for-34 with that RBI single. It was great to see. And, you know, look, Travis is not a guy that we've spent a whole lot of time around, but no. I did sit down with him a few weeks ago. Really likable guy. And again, he's a good kid. No doubt about it. And I think, you know, again, getting an opportunity playing at home, there is a little bit more pressure that goes with that. And that was a nice moment, and hopefully the start of something to come for him, because again, the Braves really need him. You're without Rosario. Yeah. You've been dealing with Acuna being a little banged up. You need somebody to step up in that spot. Again, hopefully sometimes it's just one little base knock that gets guys going. And hopefully that's the case for Travis last night.
We'll give you a little bit more of the pitcher matchup coming up later on today. Then we'll do the Ford leadoff show for everybody up and down the Braves network. But the Braves did win that game last night, 6-4. Jansen does pick up his 11th save. Good across the board. And by the way, I think it was 3 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball for the bullpen last night as well.
Yep. Yeah, it was a good night. And for Jansen, you know, look, he had a couple of shaky ones in a row, but good to see him get back out there and have a relatively stress-free ninth inning.
He gives up the hit. It was the one hit of the 3 1/3 innings. He gave up the hit, but he ends up holding on for the save.
Yeah, he does. So, again, good to see Kenley get back on the horse last night. Good win for the Braves. They'll look to make it 2 in a row here today. Real quick, before we say goodbye, Chris, Tucker Davidson, big one for him. You'd like to see him get himself right. He had a really tough one last time against Philadelphia. And I know we're in separate spots recording this. I'm sort of throwing my hands up in the air. I have absolutely no idea what to expect from the Braves' 26-year-old lefty here this afternoon.
Yeah, remember before the last start, we said, can he roll it back for 2 in a row? We say, okay, I don't need great, but I need stabilization. I need somebody to stabilize the back end of the rotation. Well, he threw up a clunker. So now the story becomes, can he put that in his back pocket and be better today? Or is he going to be pitching like a guy who's looking over his shoulder, who might be next, because it might not be me? I don't think that's really a way to go about your business in this game, especially as a young guy trying to find, not a young, 26 years old, but he's trying to find his way to secure a spot, to not have to look over his shoulder. I think today, Kevin, you tell me, do you think this is a look over your shoulder type start? Because I do, and I just hope he's able to handle that, calm himself down. What is it we said in the last 2 starts ago when he had a good one? Find 6 easy outs. Get through the first 2 innings. I know everybody says the first one, but for me, it's 2. Yeah. You go to the dugout, you get between innings, boom, you go out and do it for 2 innings in a row. The only way that I think you can then say it's about pitching that game is if you do that. I hope he's not he's walking to the mound with that concept and idea of I have to do too much. You don't. You've just got to find a way to get outs. If you can get 6 of them pretty quickly, you're going to put yourself in a position to pitch a few more innings and certainly wash away the last start, but get the baseball in 5 days again.
Yeah, no, and I just hope he doesn't put too much pressure on himself. I do think there is a bit of a look over your shoulder that, if I do have a tough one, could this be the end of the line? I don't want him thinking like that. I want him to go out there, attack. He doesn't have to worry about Chisholm. He doesn't have to worry about Avisiel Garcia. It's not as potent of a lineup here in Miami as it was a week ago. I just want him to pitch his game. I think these guys get themselves in trouble when they start thinking too much. Just go out there, throw, pitch your game, and see what happens.
Yeah, look, Ian Anderson had a good start. Rogers, by the way, think about what he did. He set him up and mowed him down for the first 4 innings. Then he had his bat, and it can happen. I just would like to give himself – I hope Tucker Davidson gives himself a chance. Get through the first, get through the second, throw 3 more innings after that. Nobody's asking for miracles. But if you can keep your pitch count down, if you get a little bit of, you know, sort of owning it, this is my space. Today it's my office. You don't beat me today. It's not an overconfidence, and I don't think that you can really set yourself up to stand a little taller until you get a few outs in this game. Hopefully he does it quickly, conservation of pitches, and he goes at the end of 1, sits down, comes back out, does it again, gets a little pat on the fanny, go get him again in the 3rd. We'll find out if he can actually do that. So Kevin and I will be back for the pregame show. We'll be here all weekend, every day, Braves Podcast Daily. Hit subscribe to the Braves Radio Network to get a chance to hear us talking about last night and then looking forward to today, which is what we'll do again now and then later on. We do want to thank Hooters for being a part of this all year long. Don't forget NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, UFC fights, and everything else that's going on. Majors golf, regular golf tournaments, and of course, Braves baseball. Baseball, if you want the Mets on next to you. The Mets, by the way, they take care of the Phillies last night. So the Braves stay 7.5 games back. It is crazy. The Yankees are 33-13, Kevin. Yeah. Yet they don't have the biggest divisional lead in baseball. They're 6.5 up on Tampa. The Mets, with the win last night, Pete Alonso going crazy with his 45th RBI, which leads all of baseball. There's a 6.5, 7.5 game lead over the Braves. So the Yankees at 33-13 are up 6.5 on Tampa. The Mets are up 7.5, but at least now the Braves find themselves in second place, solo second place in the National League East. Kevin and I will do it again. Thank you to Hooters for being a part of it. We appreciate you guys. More to come as we get ready for Braves baseball later on this afternoon.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.